See, it appears that this line, the Dublin to Sligo line, appears to be an afterthought when it comes to the rail network. I've seen some of what's being purported to be looked at. If we could get the half of that, we would be delighted. We need to see the same foresight and commitment, certainly, to the Dublin to Sligo line. On the Dublin to Belfast line, they're even looking at having two trains as a backup, two extra trains. While in this region, we've been calling for extra trains for years. And never mind extra trains, we've been calling for additional carriages on those trains for years.
Now, for anybody that uses the service between Sligo and Dublin on a regular basis, unfortunately, there's a lot of breakdowns. You've alluded to the fact there that it's standing room only on a lot of occasions as well. So for commuters in the Northwest, when they hear about this investment between Belfast and Dublin, once again, you can't really blame them for thinking, well, we've been completely forgotten about here.
You most definitely can't. And look at it, John, I don't begrudge the service, you know, on the Dublin to Belfast line. You know, all we want, what we want here is we want equality in this region. We want to see the same service or an increased service, a service that will serve the needs is what we want of this region. And we want to see a commitment to that. As you've said, I've often travelled on that train. Sometimes there's no sitting room on it whatsoever. People crammed into carriages, standing room only, and you can't get a cup of coffee, a sandwich, or anything on it. We need to see extra trains. We need to see students travelling to Sligo, for example, facilitate it. We need to see upgrades in particular, I would say, at the station in Carrick and Shannon. There are no parking facilities at it. They're not adequate at all, what's there. So, look, you talked about balanced regional development. We're not seeing it, and we're definitely not seeing it when it comes to transport and to Irish Rail.